Elements of the Army's 101st Airborne Division and their equipment continue to arrive in Kuwait. There are more than 150,000 U.S. and British troops in Kuwait. The Emirate would be a main launching site for an invasion of Iraq. While the U.S. military says it's ready to go if the order comes, key elements of the fighting force are not in place yet, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The U.S. Army's main ground force in Kuwait is the 3rd Infantry Division. Trained extensively in desert warfare, several of the 3rd Infantry's mechanized combat brigades arrived here in September, and the soldiers have been honing their skills with their Abrams tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles ever since. Members of the 60,000-strong 1st Marine Expeditionary Force are also on the ground and on ships in the Gulf, prepared to join the 3rd Infantry in any push north into Iraq. Rounding out the possible southern invasion force is the Army's 5th Corps, elements of the 82nd Airborne, along with more than 20,000 British troops from Air Assault, Commando, and Armored Divisions. U.S. Army Colonel Guy Shields is a spokesman for the land forces in Kuwait.
This large military force is a very large hammer. In a perfect world, Hussein will disarm and abide by the UN resolutions that he has basically blown off for the last 12 years. But what the military has to be prepared to do is for that worst case scenario, and that's if the decision is made, we're ready, and we're ready to do whatever it takes.
While military officials insist they're ready to go right now if ordered, some military units are still arriving. Some of the 20,000 soldiers with the Army's 101st Airborne Air Assault Division are still flowing into Kuwait. And a military source tells NPR that their equipment has just started to arrive and will take about a week to unload. Then the soldiers will have a period for maintenance and to adjust their helicopters, vehicles, and gear for the sand and temperature fluctuations of the desert climate. In addition, it's still not clear where the Army's 4th Infantry Division will end up, since the Turkish parliament rejected a measure allowing some 60,000 U.S. troops to deploy in their country for a northern front against Iraq. It's possible the Turkish parliament will reconsider the issue. If not, the 4th Infantry might be redirected to Kuwait, where they'd find a welcome from the Kuwaiti government and parliament. Even the leader of the powerful fundamentalist Islamist bloc of the Kuwaiti National Assembly, Walid Al-Tabtabaye, says it's not the number of U.S. troops here that worries him. There's no objection to more American troops in Kuwait, Dr. Tabtabaye says, but any attack on Iraq has to begin soon and end quickly. If war doesn't start and end fast, he says, there could be many problems and troubles in the streets of Arab countries. That worry that a prolonged fight could inflame Muslim extremists means any U.S. war plan will put an emphasis on speed and overwhelming force to quickly show the Iraqi regime, as one top Pentagon official put it, that the end is inevitable. Some U.S. troops do wonder how long this campaign will last. Army welder Private First Class Ernest Hodge says sometimes he hears his unit could be in Kuwait until June. Other times he hears it might be a year. The 19-year-old from Colorado says he stands in queue for long stretches, waiting for his allotted 20 minutes on the phone to keep in touch with his wife and son.
It's been long and long, like hour, 2 hour waits. The most I can do is just sit there and wait at the phone line. Even though it's only 20 minutes, but you know, that's 20 minutes I know that my wife is doing all right, my family back in Rio is doing all right. You know, I can kind of keep my sanity a little bit.
Maybe, he says, I'll be home for my son's second birthday in June. Then Hodge adds, but who knows how long this thing will last. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kuwait.